August 18th, Denzel Washington. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Denzel Washington was the son of a preacher and a hairstylist. In reflecting over his younger days, Denzel has said, "I was what they call throwing rocks at the penitentiary, but I never hit it." He adds, "I never got caught, but I also knew right from wrong, so I never wanted to go too far." Before Denzel could get into too much trouble, his mother proactively sent him off to boarding school, which was the right call for him. So much so that whenever someone asks Denzel what advice he would give to his 15-year-old self, he answers, "Listen to your mother." In today's story, Denzel was a student in college.
It's not how much you have, it's what you do with what you have. Denzel Washington felt like a failure. Struggling in college, his grade point average was 1.7, so low that he was worried to flunk out of school. He started to question whether he'd really made the right choices about his education, and a part of him wondered if he should just start over and join the Army. Maybe there, he'd find more success. One March day, he took his frustrations to his mother's beauty shop and occasionally glanced up at the mirror to see what was happening behind him. One time, he looked up in the mirror and realized an older woman under the hairdryer was looking back at him. He looked away. Maybe it was just one of those accidental eye contacts. But after that, every time he looked up, she was looking back. And it started to feel a little weird because he didn't recognize the woman. Suddenly, she called out, "Somebody give me a pen. Get me a pencil. I have a prophecy." Somebody handed her a blue envelope, and the woman scribbled on it. Then she spoke to Denzel. "Boy, you're gonna travel the world and speak to millions of people." Denzel was taken aback. The woman was a prophet? Didn't she know he was flunking out of school? Didn't she know he was just wandering through life? And didn't she know he didn't have a clue what he should do? But something in his spirit stirred. He felt it. The woman gave him the envelope with the word prophecy written on it. And his mother came along and added the word preacher. Perhaps that's what he was going to be. Denzel wrote his own name on the blue envelope, and he took it home. About 4 months later, Denzel decided to try something new. Acting. He found his calling. Looking back, he realized that the moment in the beauty shop had had a profound effect on him. Even though he felt lost in life, God still had his hand on him and was guiding him, even if he didn't realize it at the time. Denzel once said, "I've been protected, I've been directed, I've been corrected. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me." Denzel knew a calling from God came with responsibility. God gave him success. And just as the older woman spoke God's calling into Denzel's life, Denzel now would speak God's calling into the lives of others. Not always with words, but also with action. At Howard University, another young man was studying to become an actor. His mentor at the school offered him an opportunity to further his education and study at Oxford, but the young man didn't have enough money to go. He was going to have to limit his dream due to lack of funds. His mentor, Felicia, knew Denzel, who was a famous actor by then, and contacted him. Denzel paid for the student to go to the Oxford program. Years later, the mystery of the young man whom Denzel had sponsored was revealed. He was Chadwick Boseman, now famous for playing Black Panther in the Marvel superhero movies. Denzel remembered what it was like to struggle in college. During a commencement speech at Dillard University, Denzel said, "It's not how much you have, It's what you do with what you have. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 tells us, "Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." With whatever resources you have, be intentional about speaking life into other men's lives. It's not how much you have, it's what you do with what you have.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jim Hatcher.
And I'm Pastor Jim's son, Levi.
And we serve in the Alliance Church in Jerusalem. Okay, so today's video was super solid, and it was a great reminder that the next generation is dependent on the voice of the older generations to remind them that God has a very important plan for each of us. Now, it doesn't always have to be a big prophetic word, like you're going to have a major platform and speak to millions of people. Those prophetic words are important, and when the Spirit moves, we need to pass those words on to the people that they were made for. But it's also just as important to remember that God gave us lots of prophetic verses in Scripture that the next generation needs to hear us as men speaking over them over and over and over again. So as men, it's very important that we show interest in the next generation and that we speak truth over them. Now, our home church was extremely good at this, and the men were very sensitive about that. And they were affirming to Levi, reminding him who he was in the moment, but also the man that he would become. So I remember there were times where Levi was, you know, he was down or discouraged, and they remind him, "Levi, you are important. You are made in the image of God." Or reminding him, "Levi, God has a wonderful plan for your life, plans to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future." Or if Levi felt unseen or left out, reminding him from the Psalms that, yes, God sees you. He sees you where you're at. And he sees your heart. And maybe even more importantly, just age specific for him, encouraging Levi that he shouldn't be discouraged or let anyone look down on him because of his age, but to be the one to set the example with his words, the way that he lived and his faith and the purity that he carried out in his life. Is that fair? Is that meaningful to you?
Yeah, it was actually really meaningful. And actually the challenge today is find someone in your life who actually like needs to be reminded that God has a big plan in their life. And I'm going to close in prayer. Jesus, thank you for all the men who told me that you have a big plan for my life. We thank you for this day, and we love you. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.